Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler. We're going to be joined in a moment by Kim Gerritsen, who is here in the hest or behest of Greg Stebbin, another technological genius. It's going to help you realize how much your life would be misery if you didn't have all kinds of technology. No. All right, so we'll get into simplifying your life. How do you do that using technology in just a moment here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This running back was the 2003 Offensive Player of the Year. He's third all-time in rushing yards in a single season and second all-time in rushing yards in a single game.
Here's Lewis over the right side, broke the tackle, kept his feet going. Lewis running towards the end zone.
So where is Jamal Lewis now? Jamal was charged with possession of 5 kilograms of cocaine with intent to distribute, eventually serving 4 months in a federal prison in 2005. His troubles continued when he was arrested for failing to pay child support, and he filed for bankruptcy in 2012. There was a bright spot for Jamal later that year when he was inducted into the Ravens Ring of Honor.
Join me in a great Ravens Ring of Honor. Welcome as you turn your attention to the screen, and we see the 8th induction, Jamal Lewis.
Here's hoping Jamal Lewis can turn things around. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, in Blossix, blocks transform into structures. Find their weak spots to destroy them. Looks and sounds kind of dumb, but it's really fun.
Two thumbs up.
Blossix. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
All right, let's get to Kim Gerritsen, who is here directing Realization Innovation, part of the Donald Reynolds Journalism Institute at the Missouri School of Journalism. This is a service that connects brand marketers, agencies, media companies with startups through partnerships, research services at the university. Sounds like you have a very interesting life, Kim. Thank you for being here and joining us on Good Day.
Thank you for having me, Doug.
I would bet that you have done some work on how people can clean up things, for example, an email or 2 or 3 or 4 or 2 or 3 or 400 or 2 or 3 or 4 thousand. Actually, I've just, as we were starting here, gone into my email. I have Gmail, and looking at all of these things that come into my email box that I don't want, how much time I spend trying to block stuff.
So I can clean up your life, simplify your life, in 2 minutes, Doug.
Yeah?
All you have to do is go to unrollme, unroll.me, and that is going to show you on one screen everything that you've subscribed to or even not subscribed to that are sending you emails, and you just go down the list and check the boxes. And poof, they're gone.
So this is a safe site, because one of the first things it does is ask for your password.
Absolutely a safe site. I did it a couple of days ago. I had 467 email subscriptions that were sending me sometimes several times a day, many from e-commerce sites where I had purchased something or hadn't even purchased something, and now they're starting to blast me with emails. And in two minutes, I was down to 100 subscriptions, news sites with daily information that I want to read. I got rid of all the junk.
Really?
Huh.
Okay. So here's a good way. There's Kim's already proved his value, his weight in gold. Go to your, Kenny, you never heard of this before, right? Unroll.me?
No, I have not.
All right. So what kind of trouble, I don't know if that's the right word, once you do this, does it become permanent? Does it always do it, or do you have to do it every once in a while?
Well, you have to do it every once in a while because, again, the more you shop, the more you look, sometimes you subscribe to newsletter. Sometimes you buy something and there's a little box that says, can we send you emails about special deals and offers?
So, no, I always put no in mine.
Well, yeah, but sometimes things, you know, pile up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Unroll.me. Go there and check it out. Our poll yesterday, do you trust Google? Because they may be able to fix an election. 27% of you said no. They're always trying to get me my info without my permission. 22% of you said sometimes I feel like it knows too much about me. 16% of you said sure, I use it all the time. Kim Gerritsen with us here on the Tech Talk portion of Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.